Okay, we're continuing in the Drasha Saran. We're in the Drasha Echadasar, the 11th Drasha, and in the Mosad Rav Kook's on page Taf Yud Zayin. So we had been talking about the Ran's incredible Chiddush, that the Ran says that the purpose of the king, of there being a mitzvah to have a king, is because the Torah, the way the laws of the Torah were set up, it doesn't work practically to say that, if someone shoots someone and someone shoots someone and the two witnesses see it happen, but they don't have a chance to warn the guy that to warn the shooter that they'll get killed if they do that, or even if they do warn him, then he'll get killed and he doesn't say, yes, I understand, I'm doing it anyway, that guy gets off scot-free and doesn't get killed. The world would be filled with murderers and thieves, so the Torah can't work that way in a regular society, so it wasn't meant to be, the Ran said. The Torah's laws are supposed to start with what the Torah says, the way the Sanhedrin, our work, are supposed to follow with what the Torah says, and then if society isn't functioning, like a case like that where a murderer is getting away with things, that's when the king is supposed to step in. That's the purpose of the mitzvah of having a king. The king is supposed to take over for that, to punish the people who need to be punished and keep law and order. And but the positive of the starting with the Sanhedrin is that just like any other mitzvah that Hashem gives us, it brings the Hashem Shechina to the Jewish people. Just like when we bring a carbon, we don't understand that, but it brings the Shechina to the Jewish people. So too, when you follow the Mishpatim of the Torah, you follow the rules of the Torah, even in this sort of thing, like buying and selling and commerce and stealing and other stuff too, it brings Hashem Shechina to Klal Yisrael. And it's not meant to be take care of all the practical needs, and wherever there were practical needs, that's where you get a king. So that's what the Ran had said, we had said last week. And this is where we take off today, plus the Ran had said, like we mentioned, that when the Jewish people use the Sanhedrin and follow them, it brings the Shechina, even following laws of commerce and things like that, but using it, the Sanhedrin, going to Beis Din. So that brings the Shechina to the Jewish people. So it says the Ran, Mizetza Nimshach Kol Mash Omer Rabbi Sinuzal, Kol Dayan Shadan Din Emes Lamito Roish Tishra Shechina Olav. So the Ran says, this is what Chazal meant when they said, any judge who judges things, Din Emes Lamito, who judges properly, judges truthfully, so then it's Rosh Tishra Shechina Lev, it's fitting that the Shechina should be shara on him, Shneemar, as it says, Elohim Nitzav Batas Keel, Bekerav Elohim Yishpot. Batas El, really. So Hashem, that the Jewish people, the Jewish judges, they judge amongst God's presence. When the Beis Din judges, the Hashem Shechina is with them. In other words, that's the point of the Ran, that when the Sanhedrin follow the Torah, it brings the Shechina to the Jewish people. This is what Chazal meant in the Gemara in Shabbos that says, any dayan that judges correctly, even once in the day, it says if Hashem considers him as if he's a partner in the creation of the world. As it says, Ksiv Hacha Min HaBoker and HaErev, that Moshe was judging the Jewish people from day till night. Ksiv Hacha Min HaErev HaYivoker, and it also says that in God's creating of the world, there was day and there was night. So the Ran explains, HaShutfa Zezed, this partnership that the judge has with God, so to speak, in creating the world, Romi's the Mashamarna, that hints to what we're saying, says the Ran. Shekemoshe B'maisa B'reishas Nira Shef Eloki B'tachtonim, just like when Hashem created the world, you saw God's hand, God's spirit in this world, Shemeiton is Hava, Koshin is Hava, because from God everything was created, so God's presence was manifest in this world. So too, when a judge judges properly, he also brings down Hashem's Shefa, Hashem's presence to this world. Hashem's goodness to this world. Shalim mitadino. And that's whether this judge, when he makes this judgment, whether that is helps the world function in a practical sense or not. Meaning to say that, if when the judge judges properly, al pi the Torah, follows what the Torah says, That brings the Shekhinah to the Jewish people. Even if the king would have to step in later to make sure that things work, but the fact that the judge follows what the Torah says, that's a mitzvah, and it brings the Shekhinah to the Jewish people, because that's really the true judgment, what should be. Shekhamoshe b'mayisar kabanos, just like when you bring kabanos, yim heyosim rechokim legamri min ahekashayin nira hashef eloki. Even though no one understands why slaughtering an animal, why bringing a karban should bring God's presence, but it does. You know, so whether you understand it or not, it worked. So too, when you follow the Mishpatim, the rules of the Torah about commerce, so that brings Hashem's Shekhinah to the Jewish people. Even if you're going to need something else as a backup to things, keep things functioning, which was the purpose of the king. So it comes out that the purpose of having a shoftim, a Sanhedrin, they were just to follow the Torah's mishpatim, just to rule what the Torah says. Shem tzodkin ba'atman, which are in and of themselves correct judgments. K'mash amar, like the pasuk says, v'shoftu asa'am mishpat tzedek, that they will judge the nation a true judging, a righteous judging. And the king was to fix the practical things of the country, whatever the situation needed. In other words, if you're dealing with a holy society, you can follow the Torah's din, things work out, that's fine. And when you would go to Beis Din, even when there was a king, the Beis Din would tell you what the Torah says. And in a righteous society, that works. The king was there to say, you know, when it wasn't a righteous society, the king's, you know, after you got out of Beis Din scot-free for murder because there was no witnesses, you know, that's when the king's men would arrest you and the king would chop your head off. Because that was the king's purpose, was to fit in when the society was not so great, to make it work, to make society function by keeping law and order. But in an ideal society, the Torah's laws are perfect, and therefore we have that anyway. We have the Sanhedrin, that's the way we judge things, and just the king filled in where in a generation and in a time, whatever was necessary for that time. Now the Ron asked the obvious question to what many of you may have been thinking. Don't ask me that which the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Tani Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Shamati shebeistin makin vonshin shelo min hadin. I heard that Beistin can take extrajudicial actions, that they can, Beistin can, if they see the need, give people punishments even though it doesn't follow the Torah. Shemati shebeistin makivonshin shlom in the Torah. The beistin can hit and punish even though it doesn't follow the Torah's laws. V'lo lavar al divrei Torah, not because they want to ignore what the Torah says, el lasuk siag la Torah, but to protect the Torah, because the Torah says don't kill, and if they just follow what it says, you know, with the edim, kosher edim, and warnings, so you may come to a generation where it doesn't function. So when that occurs, so the Beis Din can take it into their own hands to kill someone even if there were no witnesses. That's what it sounds like. Shenira mimeno, it sounds from this, Sheminui Beis Din ulishpot kvi tikkun eis vazman. So the Ron says, this is a big question on me. I just got through telling you that it was the purpose of the king to fill that void. In other words, the Sanhedrin's supposed to do what the Torah says, and if you live in a generation where people are killing each other, and someone needs to step in and stop it, it's the king who says, look, I know the Torah says you need witnesses and you need to have been warned, but that's not going to work, off with your head. You know, that's in his generation. The Ron had said that was the king's job, but here, from the Gemara and Shabbat in Sanhedrin, it sounds like it was Beistin's job, because it sounds like if Beistin saw the things were getting out of hand, it was Beistin's job to enact punishments where necessary, even if it doesn't follow the exact Torah's laws. So that's the question. Says the Ron, ain't okay, and the Ron says, no, that's no question on me. Aval bizman shehayu b'Yisrael Sanhedrin u'melech. So the Ron says, when the Jewish people had a king and Sanhedrin, then ha-Sanhedrin hu lishpot es'am b'mishpat tzedek levad. Then it was the job of the Sanhedrin just to follow the Torah, nothing else, never waver from that. Lola tikun inyan of b'yosir mizeh, they did not get involved in helping out society if they were in a bad society. They didn't get involved in that. Unless the king gave them authority to do that as emissaries of the king. But what about a generation where there's no king? Let's say the Jewish people have no king, which has been in Jewish society for a long, long time. So what if you have a situation where there's no king? And let's say there's a Sanhedrin or there's a Shofet, but there's no king. So then, Hashofid Yichlosh Ne'akachos. Then the judge, the Sanhedrin, has to take on two jobs. If there's no king, but there is a Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin or the Shoftim have to take over two jobs. Koach HaShofit v'Koach HaMelech. They have to do the job of the Shofit, have to follow the Torah, plus they have to do the job of the king. Shari Matzina b'sof nigra din, because we find at the end of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sha'amru Amasa achin v'rakin kadarish. So Amasa didn't do what Shmuel said. Azal ashkechina l'rabanan d'pasich. I'm sorry, Amasa was Dorish Psukim, and he didn't follow what Shlomo said. And Shlomo said that was okay that he did that, because Azalash Kinnul Rabbanan de Pasech Lubim Masechta. So he found the rabbis that they had learned Amar Ksiv Kalisha Sher Yamres Picha Yachal Afl Divrei Torah. So it says you have to listen to the king, even if he doesn't follow what you say. Now again, this Pasech Kalisha Sher Yamres Picha is talking to Yehoshua. So whoever doesn't listen to the king is off with his head, is married b'machas. So Yachal Afl Divrei Torah, you might think even if the king says don't follow the Torah, you still have to follow the king. Tamaloma Rak Chazak Ve'amatz. So therefore that extra pasuk to tell you that that's not true, that the Torah trumps the king. So the point that we're interested in is that Hashem was calling Yehoshua a king, even though he wasn't a king. In other words, the story with Shlomo is incidental. The point that we want from this is that in that drasha that Chazal made, it was saying, Yehoshua, you're the king. Hashem says to Yehoshua, you're the king. Whoever doesn't follow you is a morid b'malchus, is a rebeller against the king. But for divrei Torah, then they're supposed to follow the Torah. But the point is that Yehoshua wasn't a king. He was just a shofet. He was just running the Jewish people. He wasn't officially a king. So you see, a non-king can be invested with the power of king when there is no king. In other words, right, Ron's just proving that the Sanhedrin, when there's no king, acts as the king. They get the power that the king had to do extrajudicial justice. As you see, Yehoshua is not a king, and he gets the power of a king. So too, Chazal say, when it says, Vahi Bishurun Melech, Melech referred to Moshe. So you see, Moshe, again, was not officially a king, but he had the power of a king. Again, the point here being that when there is no official king, someone has to take over the job of keeping law and order. So in the case of Moshe, it was Moshe, Yehoshua was Yehoshua, and when there's no king, but there is a Sanhedrin, then it's the Sanhedrin. So in those cases, the Sanhedrin has both jobs. But if there is a king, it's the king who's supposed to keep law and order. Now the Ron has another possibility. It could be, Ron now is stepping back from what he said a little bit, as another possibility. Not that he rejected the first possibility, but here's another possibility, the Ron says. That possibly it is Basin's job always to keep people doing the mitzvos. In other words, besides following the Torah says, what the Torah says about someone who does not want to keep the mitzvos, they can also use, again, their power to take matters into their own hands and not follow exactly what the Torah says, use extrajudicial system and do what they want for Bein Adam L'Makom, for mitzvos. That's another possibility. Maybe that was always their job for mitzvos. But when it comes to interactions between man and his fellow, stealing, commerce, that kind of thing. Then Basin only gets involved with what's officially the Torah's laws. But for, again, keeping law and order in general, keeping society functioning if it's not, that was for the king, never for a judge. Okay, Va'olamizeh would come out with that possibility. That the Shoftim, the judges, they judge the nation a righteous judging. And this has two good things to come out of it. One is a perfect result, a very good thing. Number one is when you use the Sanhedrin, you follow the Sanhedrin, it brings the Shechina to the Jewish people. And the second one is a Sakin Sidurim, that it helps society function, meaning that people are forced to keep mitzvos at least. In other words, if they don't follow the Torah, if based on sees nobody's keeping Shabbos, then they can jump in there and do what they need. And if there's issues with Beinodim Lachavir, if there's issues like society's not working, that people are stealing from each other, and Beis Din can't stop that with the laws of the Torah, that's only when the king comes in. So in other words, according to this version, the Sanhedrin gets, in a sense, three-quarters of the job. And the king only comes in for Beinodim Lachavir, for interpersonal issues. That's where the king has jurisdiction. But the rest is the Sanhedrin. Again, it comes out that most things are given over to Sanhedrin, and the king does a little bit. Okay, so either way, the king is supposed to be minimally in charge of keeping law and order when the Torah's laws aren't working in that particular society, possibly even for the Bein Adam Lamakum, or possibly not, but at least for the Bein Adam Lachavero, it was the king's job to get involved in that. Okay, now the Ran explains a very important thing, which also, when you hear all this about the mitzvah of having a king, it brings to your mind, was there really a mitzvah of having a king? Okay, so here goes. B'zeha yachatam shal Yisrael b'dvar ha-melucha. This was the sin of the Jewish people when it came to asking for a king. Asher shalu, that they asked for who inyan is kashu bo harbi mina rishonim. Many of the rishonim had a very difficult time with this thing, that when the Jewish people asked for a king. Acharei shayu mitzuvim lahakim aleihem melech. When the Jewish people were commanded, there was a mitzvah. Hashem told them, you should have a king, right? Hashem told the Jewish people, when you get to Israel, you should have a Jewish king. K'mo shenemar, like the pasuk says, ki savo la'aretz v'gomer v'amarta asim aleihem melech. When you get to Eretz Yisrael, and you will say, I will make a king. Rami, Rabbi Sinu, and Chazal tell us in Sanhedrin, Shehi achas mishalosh mitzvot shenitztavu Yisrael b'knisasim la'aretz. One of the three mitzvot that the Jewish people are commanded to do when they get to Israel is to make a king, to have a king. Imkain, if so, ma pish'om ma'achat asam b'kasher shalu. If so, what was the problem? What was the big avera when they asked for a king? Because the psukim in Shmuel Aleph, it's Parakhes. It says there that the Jewish people came and told Shmuel, we'd like a king. Shmuel gets very upset that they want a king. And Hashem also gets upset. Hashem says, it's not that they don't want, it's not that they want a king for themselves. They're sick. They don't want me as a king. So it seems like it's as big of error that Jewish, and it is. It seems it's this, the psukim make it this big of error that the Jewish people asked for a king. How could that be? It says in the Torah that they're supposed to have a king. It's one of the mitzvahs. The Havdil, this is a question that even anyone who studies Bible, from our faith or not, is, and it's just as an, interesting aside, when the United States was started, so the, democracy was a new idea. So people were talking about whether it was, whether the Bible agreed with democracy or not, because it seems that you're supposed to have a king, and then at the same time in Shmuel, it sounds like you're not supposed to have a king. And Benjamin Franklin, in his biography, gives his own opinion. He actually talks about it. This was a big issue at the time. It's been an issue for the ages. And especially we feel it more acutely here in America, where we're used to democracy. Was there a mitzvah to have a king, or was there not? So certainly the push-up shot, it's very clear that there is a mitzvah to have a king. So if that's the case, so what was the problem when the Jewish people asked to have a king? So the Ran says, "Aval al daiti shehu kach." The Ran says, "I think the issue with them asking for a king is the following: Shehem, this is going on the lines of what he just said till now. Shehem ratzu sheikur hamishpat b'mashe beinadam lachavero yeh nimshach mitana malchus. The problem was that the Jewish people wanted a king. That would have been fine. That was a mitzvah, but they wanted a king to take over for the Sanhedrin. They didn't want to follow the Torah's laws of commerce. They wanted, forget that, let's just use secular law. We just want a king, we want to work with whatever laws work with a normal Gaisha country. And that's what the Pasuk says, Vayizkabzu kol ziknei Yisrael, Vayivo el Shmuel haramasa. All the ziknei Yisrael, the Jewish people, got together, they came to Shmuel, Vayomri Elam, and they said to him, Hinei ata zakanta, you got old. Ubanecha lehochu bedrechecha. Your kids aren't following in your ways, so they can't take over. Ata sima lanu melech. Make for us a king. Lishaftenu kechal hagayim. To judge us like all the Goyim. Upirishu etzli, says the Ran, says that what that means, as far as I'm concerned, is kach, is the following. Shem rosh, shemach etzarech l'sidr medine, they saw that which you need to keep a nation running in its physical sense. Yeh yoser mesukin kshi moshech mitzan ha-malchus, mishi moshech mitzan ha-shofet. They saw secular law, they said, as better than the Torah law. Why? What do we need shoftim for? What do we need the Torah's laws for? It's better for us to have a king, and everything should work with secular law. That's the point, is l'shoftenu k'chol ha-goyim, that our court system should be like the other goyim, that it doesn't no connection to Torah, just following what makes sense in this world. V'lachein amru, therefore they said, nizakantav lotucha lishbot od, they said, you got too old, you can't be the shofet anymore. And your sons aren't holy enough that through following the Torah's mishpat, through them being the shofet, if they were in charge, we wouldn't have the shechina with us anyway, because they're not holy enough to be judges. They're not going in your way. Therefore, it's better for us to just have a king, and we'll just go with the whole secular way. Fu amram, and that's what they said. Make for us a king who will rule us like all the other nations. So that was their big avera. Now the Ran is going to digress a little into the thing about when he said about their sons not being fit. So we'll just hold it here, and we'll continue next week.